Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is what I would love for you to consider your home away from home, the artist's home, the place where you can come and gather, have a warm drink, a cool drink, great conversation, and good music. I open up the phone lines for you to call in and promote yourself. Tell us about who you are and what you do. Would love to hear from a variety of art forms and artists. I know it appears that I support musical talents, but really that's not the case. In doing the radio shows, it just comes across that way. Originally, as I embarked on building my coffee house, Flavor Coffee House, here in Seattle, Washington, and birthed Lady Flavor, my passion was literature, and I was a book reviewer. I would love to get back to the point where I truly love all aspects of what I have done in the past to what I am doing now. And today, really could use some support around why I do what I do. So I am going to jump in and just start playing some music, and then I will come back and see if anybody wants to call in and say anything, tell us about who they are, what they do. I'm going to start out today with a short song. It's by some people that I truly, truly love and respect. And this is a piece called Easier by Black Sax.
Tired.
Somehow easier. I drink too much.
Dear Friends, My Family, Black Stacks, featuring Miss Felicia Loud with their piece, Easier. Now I want to bring a piece from somebody who has been a part of my life since I was, 16, 17 years old. He was a fixture at my coffee shop. He was like Mr. Flavor, if you want to say that. He was there. He spent hours working on his manuscript. He spent hours writing poetry and just being there. And I couldn't love somebody more than I love Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He is like my backbone sometimes. He loves me. I love him. We fight like brothers and sisters. And but he's an amazing, amazing man. So I want to play his piece that he actually wrote about another spoken word artist that used to perform on my stage. This piece is called Grits by Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn.
Grits, I saw love the other day. It was overflowing with taste. It was wholesome. It was creamy and it was buttery. It was sweet with a twang of pepper. The love I saw, it was dark and simmered like red and black bean gumbo. I saw love the other day. As he held her hand and they walked in the sun, their footprints left blackberry stains. The visual was as strong as black coffee, but sweet as 4 teaspoons of brown sugar. What I saw made me hungry for love. I saw love the other day. I saw love. It was toast, browned and buttered on both sides. It was a tall drink of sunshine. It was maple syrup thick as they hugged tight. As they enjoyed the fruits of their love, the whole world was their patio. I saw love the other day. She placed her hand on his chest, and he kissed her lips. She thought he was one big spoon, and he was about to stir the grits in her pot. She had what he needed to bring him to the table. I saw love the other day. As they laughed together, their souls became nourished. You can tell I saw love the other day. You can tell she cooked his steak well done, and he loved her gravy and the lumps in her potatoes. They kissed again, and their tongues crumbled like grandma's cornbread. They were a full plate of love, freshness from the garden of a hothouse, seasoned and spicy, mixed just right, sun-dried and flavored from the ground up. They were happy as if they had just come from the kitchen and their bellies were full. They stepped like they were headed back for another big bowl of grits that need to be stirred and consumed. I saw love the other day. Damn, I'm hungry for love.
That was Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn with his piece called Grits, and it was written in regards to a spoken word artist who used to get on my stage and perform. And one day Alvin saw him walking down the street with his girl, and they just looked so in love. It was just like something that just inspired him, you know, to write this piece honoring this particular man. So let's see. I want to play a piece. I'm just kind of going through my list because I'm kind of just feeling the need to have some arms wrapped around me. So I'm pulling up the people that are near and dear to my heart right now. And I'll explain a little bit the reason why I feel the way that I do right now. I want to play a piece that is by a dear, dear friend of mine. Just recently, it was produced by another dear friend of mine, this particular piece. I'm going to play Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr., produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece is called Melodocracy, and it was created by a dear, dear friend of mine, John D. Green Sr., out there in Michigan, and produced by SJF Music, Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. You know, there are times, you know, when you're like, when you do this game, when you're a part of this industry, the arts, the entertainment industry, where I'm sure many of us say, you know, why do we do what we do? Because, you know what, this is some myth to deal with sometimes. Last week I received a package in the mail from a spoken word artist out of Washington, D.C., and I knew it was going to be special for some reason. I had connected with him many, many years ago, back in the day before Facebook, you know, when MySpace was pretty big, and April Sims used to do a radio show, and he and April Sims used to host this show, and this is when I was first introduced to this artist who goes by the name of Poetry Man. Loved his style back then, but I received a CD from him this past week, and it was like, yes, you know what? I am so excited to have that. So today I woke up this morning and put in his CD and just sat with my eyes closed and listened, and it was absolutely, absolutely amazing. Beautiful. Well done. Just thoughtful and thought-provoking and, you know, powerful and lovely, and the production of it was amazing, amazing. So I'm going to be writing a review, you know, on this particular CD here in the next few days, but it was special. I would share some pieces on the show, and I wish that I could today, but I do need to get permission from him to do so. But I want to play an artist that I connected with through my girl Monica Monet down in Jacksonville, Florida. This artist is also down there in Jacksonville. He has got a beautiful voice, and sometimes he and Monica sing together. This young man's name is Halon Keith, and he is the newest member of Flava News, the Flava News movement. And this is his piece called Journey of Love.
These ups and downs and trials, we've made it through it all. Yeah, even though we've both done wrong, this road is not paved with gold, and I know we've had our roadblocks and toes, that's for sure. We pay the price to love one another, and I'll do it again if I journey of love. But I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love.
But it's only time. Right now I'm going to make you mine.
Journey of love.
It's been a long time. But I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love.
Love. But it's only time. Wanna hold you close. Never gonna let you go. Yeah, I would give you the world if I could. Protect you from the raindrops that fall from the sky.
Hey,
I'm your guardian angel, I can lie. Whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need,
I got it.
Just tell me what you want, girl, I'm aimed to please you. You're the one for me.
Journey of love.
Journey of love. But it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine.
Oh, be in my world and give your love all to me.
Piece All You Need, and Coley has an amazing manager, Keon Brooks, who's just doing some great things with her and for her, and I have much respect for the two of them. So I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is where I started. Although it wasn't on the radio, it was a physical building in the north end of Seattle. Flavor Coffee House is where Lady Flavor was birthed. My passion for the arts was developed. My love for literature, my love for visual art, my love for music, and I sold all kinds of art out of my coffee shop. And it's really, really where I knew that I loved and wanted to be what I call the artist cheerleader. You know, she was birthed right there in those colorful, within those colorful, colorful walls. Unfortunately, you know, I ran into a situation in the literary community in 2008 that just kind of broke my heart and caused me to really step back and almost lost my love for literature due to just a handful of what I call ugly people in that industry. And I'm working towards trying to get that passion back. I really, really think that I would love to get back into reading books for review because it was something I loved. It was something that I was good at. It was something that people sought me out for and wanted my opinion about their books. And I think I really, really want to get back into that. Just recently, I ran into a situation that I thought was going to be an amazing connection in the music industry, and I ran into a very, very ugly person, a very, very ugly person, and it just kind of showed me, you know, that it's difficult to know when something's going to be good or bad. I guess the blessing out of it is that I learned very quickly that it was not going to be healthy. And, so it wasn't a long, drawn-out connection, but it was enough to just kind of knock me off my feet and make me question. And I was having a conversation with one of my artist friends today, and it was like, you know, how we use this, the saying, you know, it will only make you stronger. You know, no, I think that's used way too loosely. This is not going to make me stronger. This is going to cause walls to be built, you know, and it's going to make me leery, and it's going to cause me to pull in a bit and not trust as easy. So today I almost didn't want to do the show. I'm going to be real and honest. I didn't want to necessarily do the show, but there's some amazing talents that I've connected with. There's some absolutely amazing people I've connected with. So I know that I cannot hold on to what I experienced with this one person to steal my joy and take me away from what it is that I love and I know that God wants me to do. But it's just a little bit hard for me today. I did want to open up the phone lines, and I had thought and hoped that there were some new talents that were going to come through and tell me about who they are and what they do. They had reached out to me. If you are listening, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about your art, what you're doing with it, and all of that. I would love to hear from you. You know, just help me bring that joy back in and help me know that this is really okay and this is what I'm meant to do. But in the meantime, I'm just going to keep playing some music from people that I just love and just warm my heart and make me feel good. So, of course, I've got to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine and somebody who I have great love and respect for. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I'm going to play his piece, Misty. my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his beautiful piece, Misty. Now I want to play a piece by somebody very, very special to me. She was one of my first customers at my coffee shop in 2003. She used to come and hang out with her dog, Chester, and study for her test. She was going to school to be a masseuse at that time, and as the years passed, you know, our relationship and friendship grew, and she would come and sing and play her guitar and share her paintings with me, and would get on the stage and perform at my coffee shop. So I want to play a piece by a very dear friend of mine, Catherine Humes, and play her piece, Walk Way Too Fast. Catherine Humes with her piece, Walk Way Too Fast. Now I'm going to take you out to the Bronx, New York. I want to play a dear, dear friend of mine. We connected probably back in about 2007 online, probably even Blog Talk Radio. He used to do a online radio show featuring a spoken word and a variety of talents. He also has hosted shows in New York where these talents, you know, in his city and his area, you know, would get on stage and perform. He has performed at the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar. He has performed at the amateur night at the Apollo about 3 times, and I just, one day I'm going to meet this young man. This is my dear friend Wisdom Supreme, and I'm going to play his piece, Pandemic of Sin.
Signs of the times in Revelations are now here. CEOs that were corrupt are now bankrupt in fear. The rich are now middle class, while the poor are out in the street. Can't afford to be sick because healthcare is obsolete. Not enough food to eat, yet our nation is now obese. An appetite for destructive consumption to your deceased. Unquenchable thirst, because success is all that we seek. And then greed blackens your heart and your soul's the devil's to reap. You revel in your deceit while I revel in your defeat. Then rebel until you're beat, because your weakness is your conceit. Misery loves company when the future is bleak. Beware of the mark of the beast and the company that you keep. Nation against nation for reasons centuries deep. Fighting until they perish and rest in eternal sleep. Teachers are sexing kids and parents are doing bids for killing their own seeds. That's something I can't conceive. Swine flu epidemic, a gimmick and man-made? Or a sign of things to come prophesied in the last days? The only thing pandemic today are the sins we crave. Addicted to Hades' gospel of death till you're a slave. If money's the root of evil, then greed must be the seed. Watered by selfishness till it spreads like a disease. Society's in a muck because our leaders we can't trust. Religion like politics filled with hypocrites, greed, and lust. What happened to men of character, faith, and being spiritual? Preachers have turned criminal, promising phony miracles. Read between the syllables, sin is so habitual. Man's punishment's minimal, God's punishment's critical. Atheists may be cynical, following individuals who live their lives based on principles that are biblical. Do the science and math and find out the real truth? It's the pandemic of sin that's the cause of evil we do.
All right, again, that was my dear friend Wisdom Supreme out of Bronx, New York, with his piece, Pandemic of Sin. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. This is a newer talent to me, and somebody that I'm really excited to know is working with, again, with my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson through SJF Music. I'm going to play a piece by Deborah Renee, and this is her piece called Dear Lover.
I miss you. I hope my words find you still warm and beautiful. Please excuse my somber musing and feel the explicity of my loving sentiments as I reach out to you with my soul. My heartbeat croons the melody of your name constantly. I am thirsty for the lifeblood of your spirit. Dear lover, in your absence, the flames of my desires grow ever more, becoming more fierce with each day, more lovely in all its rays. My body forgets not those moments of fixed pleasure. The entity of us moving in synchronized rhythm and motion, getting closer and closer. One touch, one kiss at a time, together reaching the sublime of fulfillment. I crave those very moments from the deepest corners of my soul, from the beginning of time. Dear lover, in the blues of each day, always feeling this depressing hollowness, my yearning is always breathing shadowing me through every minute, every hour, blocking out my sun, blocking out my hope. Know that on the emptiest days I close my eyes, strain to hear your warm whispers, willing you back into my arms again, hoping somehow you hear my plea. Dear lover, my lips are parched and dry for the sweetness of your kiss. I am desperately hungry for your love. I am lonely. The heat, the tension, the passion once shared, I beg to endure once again. Yet all that the winds blow my way are melancholy breezes, simply teasing my senses with spirit that's silent. And I slumber alone in solitary abode, trembling and cold, wrapped in sadness. Your stated love shuns me with time and distance, yet I am lost and suffering in this black bough, lingering on the edge, full of tears, wanting you, needing you more than ever before. Dear lover, I miss you.
Right, that was Dear Lover by Pacific Northwest spoken word artist Deborah Renee, who is also working with SJF Music on her up-and-coming CD. So I can't wait for that to be finished and to be able to share that with you. I'm going to play another Pacific Northwest artist. Actually, I believe he's going to be doing some work with SJF Music too. This is Sheldon Butler with his piece, This Road.
Someone keeps on moving people coast to coast and playing with lives like a deck of cards. Daily dealing women, children of any age, and oh, it breaks my heart. The underground shopping cart is moving oh so fast. Traffic is piled up on this road. Somebody tell me, where does this road go? Not into the sunrise, but to the pristine peak. Not to the grocery store, or out into the country. This road leads to our hearts. All across the globe, the bitter trade winds blow, and we just feel the breeze. Feelings all controlled and filtered by the things we think we know. While over in another country, one of our brothers owns a dealership, 'cause he knows that selling these cars in the homeland won't fly. Somebody tell me, where does this road go? Not into the sunrise or to the pristine peak. Not to the grocery store or out into the country. This road to our heart. Tell me why did this Tell me, how could you steal from this garden the fruit that never belonged to you?
All right, that was Sheldon Butler with his piece, This Road. Now I'm going to take you over to Switzerland, and if I didn't need any other reminder of why I do what I do, this man gives me a reason to be the artist cheerleader. He's an amazing talent. He's an amazing soul, spirit. You know, who else gets to have somebody call them on the phone from Switzerland and sing to them? So, yeah, he makes me smile. This is Chameleon, and I'm going to play his fun piece that he used to do with his students called Jingle of Life.
Thank you.
right. That's my dear friend Chameleon over there in Switzerland with his piece Jingle of Life off of his Living Sacrifice CD. Now I'm going to take you down to Brazil. This is one of the first artists that jumped on board when I decided to change Flavor News Radio into a members-only radio station. I'm going to play his piece, Light, and that is the title track to one of his CDs. Got a caller who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Oh, you know what? I forgot I hit the one. I'm just sitting here listening to the music. Forgot all about it. What's up, girl?
Okay.
Say, how you know with me? How you know?
I'm psychic, huh?
Yeah, you psych something, all right.
So what's going on with you, my friend?
I was just hanging out at work tonight and listening to you and all that good music you've been playing and everything. Well, you've been all over the board tonight. Well, you played a little bit of everything, didn't you?
I am, huh?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I have to play some feel-good music from artists that make me smile. So, yeah, I'm all over the board.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that little situation you had. So,
yeah.
I know how that goes. Yeah.
I guess, you know, as much as I like to think that I'm immune to certain things or that I can brush certain things off, I'm not. I mean, you of all people, Stephen, know, you know, I'm that Cancer. I'm sensitive. Certain people can really get to me and hurt me, you know, if they wanted to or whatever. And, you know, it, trust and believe, I never saw this coming. I never saw this coming out of this particular artist, and it threw me, you know, for a loop. You know, even like today, I've been sitting here like playing all scenarios back in my head, like, were there red flags? Would I have known this was going to happen? And I really honestly cannot say that I saw it coming from, you know, the first meetings and the first encounters with him. And so, you know, it's made me have conversations with other artists that I've not had issues with, and it was like, how come I was comfortable and knew it was okay with you guys, you know? And to then thinking it was okay with this person and for it to turn out to not be.
Well,
and,
it's not your fault. You know, people do that sometimes. Sometimes people can just mislead you.
Yeah.
And they can give you the, you know, I've seen it a lot. I used to have to do a lot of job interviews. And, you know, some people are just professional interviewers. You know, they know exactly what to say, exactly when to say it, and all that. And you mess around and offer them the job, and then you find out they can only do half of the stuff that they say they can do.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us, you know. But, you know, don't let it discourage you too much because, you know, it happens, especially, you know, in this business, it happens a lot.
I think that, you know, it will get better, you know, when I can make sure that I can sever all ties. Because right now he's harassing me. By phone. And so, you know, and I could go the direction of changing my number.
Now, I hope he knows. I hope he's listening. And I hope he understands that you're a real good friend of mine. So if he's harassing you, he's harassing me. And I don't like to be harassed.
So
please pay attention, whoever you may be.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully this will get resolved in the near future. You know, I don't want to go in a direction of, you know, I don't want to go in a different direction. I'm hoping that it will die off and he will leave me alone.
Normally does.
You know, so, but, yeah, it just, you know, it threw me for a loop, and it just, you know, I realize, I understand, Stephen, that it's not my fault, you know, because I have a tendency to see the good in people and, you know, always wish and expect the best out of people. I'm going to tell you, though, my friend, I'm going to tell you, and anybody who's listening out there that's of the hip-hop community, man, there are some people that are just making your genre look real, real bad. Real, real bad.
You know, I had a similar conversation with one of my artists today. They asked me, am I ever going to work with some hip-hop artists and everything? And I can pretty much work with any art form. It doesn't matter. I mean, art is art.
Right.
It's the people that are the issue. If I can't work with the person, then I just can't work with the person.
Right.
So we go cut that loose. That's old beans. Let's talk about where we going, what we doing. I got that piece I sent you. I got the revised piece ready.
Okay.
And I'll probably be sending it to you early next week.
Okay.
But you can't play it yet.
I know. It's killing me.
Are you doing anything special for your anniversary this year?
Originally I did want to do something special, you know, and I thought about, you know, just having different people, you know, from my walk of life, you know, call in and participate, share stories, whatever, and play some good music or whatever. Honestly, Steven, the stuff that just happened to me, I just like, man.
Oh, please.
We can still do that.
Because we wanted to debut this song on your anniversary show.
Okay, well, we can do that. So November 1st is actually my second year anniversary of being on the air. And so, I guess I need to think about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal. Two years of putting up with artists like me? Come on, now.
Shoot, if everybody could be like you, Steven, I'd be in heaven.
this world would be boring, yeah, you know. But we're going to, we want to release it on the 1st of November.
Okay.
And we are going to, the CD will probably come out. As of right now, the CD is scheduled to come out on the 26th of February.
Okay.
And we'll be releasing a single on the 1st of every month, all the way up until the 26th. So
Stephen, why don't you tell the listeners who don't know who you are and what you do and what you're actually talking about with this particular piece again and the CD, and also tell them about your newsletter.
I started a production company on July 7th of this year. And
my birthday.
Your birthday, yeah. And hooked up with some amazing people. DeLon White, who is an R&B soul singer out of Houston. John D. Green played his piece a little earlier. John D. Green Sr. Let's see, who else? Kevin Hyde, who is a jazz guitarist out of the Seattle area. Leah Henderson, who is a spoken word poet out of Seattle. A ton of other very talented people, and all of these people are going to be on this new CD. The CD is going to be titled Between Dusk and Dawn, and like I said, it's due to be released on the 26th of February.
Okay.
And It's shaping up to be something pretty special. It's going to be a little bit of everything on the CD. I mean, you won't be able to take this CD and say it's a jazz CD or it's an R&B CD or whatever. It's going to be some R&B, some hip-hop on it, some spoken words, some jazz, just about everything except for country, western, and gospel is going to be on this CD. And that's because of the varied artists that we have contributing to it. It's going to be a little bit of something for everybody.
Okay.
Some of the tracks that we've completed so far, I have to sit back sometimes and just shake my head and say, wow. I mean, because these guys are, guys and ladies, are extremely talented. And they're very dedicated, and they're just good individuals to work with. As far as the newsletter goes, we had our first newsletter was released today, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different thing from what you might see from a newsletter from the majority of the artists that you see. We want to try to make it as informative and as personal as possible. It's going to be a feature in the it's going to be coming out on the 15th of every month. So if you want to sign up for the newsletter, just hit me up on Facebook. There's a link on my Facebook page where you can go sign up for the newsletter. And like I said, it comes out monthly on the 15th of every month. And in the newsletter, we're going to have an article every month about one of the artists that's associated with SJF Music. And you'll get a chance to hear their story written by them about, and just to give you a little bit more of a personal feel about the artists that you'll be listening to. And there's also going to be stuff in there like industry tips and that kind of stuff like that. Is we're going to try to make it as well-rounded as we possibly can every month.
Well, I think exciting. I think it's exciting, Stephen, you know, what you're doing and what you're creating, and with the help of Miss Eleanor and, you know, the artists that you're working with, that, you know, because you're a quality person. You're a quality artist and producer, that you're doing some amazing things, you know, with these artists and the sounds, and you know, you're putting out something that is definitely worth paying attention to. And I'm, you know, I'm proud to play a very small role, you know, on your team. So I'm excited, you know, about the new music. I'm excited to finally be able to play again. And this is one of DeLon's pieces in collaboration with John D. Green Sr., Kevin Hyde, and Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who's on the phone with me right now, and then just to be able to play some of the other pieces, it's exciting. It's very hard for me to have that opportunity to hear pieces and not be able to play them, you know.
Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, that piece we sent you, it wasn't quite finished yet.
Right.
So, but this one's finished. DeLon also is going to have another piece on the CD that is it's pretty good. And I'm going to have a guest musician on that CD, on that track.
Okay.
And I can't mention any names right now, but it's going to be a pretty much of a surprise for everybody. This individual has played with some pretty heavy hitters and has offered his services to help us out a little bit. So,
all right.
We're trying, you know. My goal is to try to just change that perception that people have that independent artists are not as good as the people that's with the major record labels and all that, and that's not necessarily true.
Right.
You know, because some of these people, I mean, some of the people you played tonight are putting out some excellent, excellent stuff.
Yes, they
and
are.
It's amazing to me that they're not being played on regular radio.
Right.
But, you know, regular radio is, I don't know, it's commercialized anyway, so it's not about the art anymore, you know.
Yeah, it's not about the art. It's, you know, as much as they say it's illegal, you know, to pay, you know, what they call payola, you know that hands are being greased, you know that, you know, money's being put into why certain artists are played over and over and over in a rotation.
I said this before. You know, I can tell if I'm late for work when I'm driving to work. If I hear a certain song on the radio when I'm on a certain part of the street, you know, I could tell, okay, I'm late, or, you know, I'm early or whatever, because they play it at the same time every day. And, you know, it's like, okay, whatever.
Right. No, I feel you. I mean, I love being a part of, you know, the underground independent artist scene. You know, I love being the artist cheerleader. You know, I love majority of the connections that I have had with artists over the years. It's just unfortunate that those few can do such damage in a short amount of time and affect so many with their poison that it just, you know, it takes me aback, you know. So
shake it off. That's all you can do.
I'm trying.
I know. It's going to take you a little bit.
And,
you can shake
it off.
I'm
not going to go into details of what, you know, I experienced from this particular person, but I will just say that he is an abuser. And to come across somebody like that is, you know, as much as it's easy for people to say shake it off.
I know, yeah.
You know, it's
scary.
Not that easy, you know,
it's
because
scary.
When I embark in helping artists and I engage and encounter and step up and do some work and this and that, I'm believing in my heart, mind and soul that this is a good thing. So, you know, I'm proud of you, Stephen. I'm proud of the artists that you've connected with. And definitely, you know, I'm here to support you and support them in any way that I can. You know, I'll get back into this. I just need to, I guess, go through my stuff right now. And figure out my way through it. Again, you know, I wanted to cancel all my shows for right now, but, you know, I know that if I do that, in a sense, he's winning, you know.
Exactly.
And I don't want to give him that power that he is going to take my joy from me totally, you know, or whatever. So, you know, I'm glad I did the show. I'm glad that, you know, my normal people are here and around me to support me as I do this show and stuff like that. And I just figured, you know, tonight it's just going to be about, you know, playing those artists that just make me feel good, you know. And and I'm glad, you know, you raised your hand or whatever. I don't mean to bring a damper to, you know, to all of this or whatever. It's just, you know,
my
reality right now is I'm hurting. And
I know.
And, you know, I don't ask it well.
You can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So, but, you know, you're one of the few people that has 24/7 access to me, okay?
No, I know.
Okay? So
I know that.
You need to get some things off your head. Just, you know, give me a holler. I'm a night owl anyway.
I think that, though, you know, it's, you know, I've had conversations. I do have people, you know, around me that are loving me and supporting me right now through this. You know, and sometimes it's like I don't want to talk about it, but like I want to talk about it. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to just spill my guts right now. There's a part of me that wants to shout out his name. You know what I mean?
I understand, yeah. But you can't do that.
And it's like it's not to tell my business. There's a part of me that wants to caution people that there are people like this out there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
especially on the independent side of the house, because there are people out there that prey on independent musicians as well.
Sure.
You know, there's companies out there that say that they're marketing companies, and then they're this, and you send me $350, I'll give you 10,000 fans on your Facebook page and that kind of stuff like that.
Right.
You know, you got to watch who you're hooking up with, because
yeah, you do.
There's a lot
yeah,
of
you do. And I'll be honest with you. This is when I'm not, and I've said it my own self. That not all money is good money.
That's true.
And this That's particular true. Artist has money.
Mm.
And yeah. And once he threw that money down, it was like he owned me.
Mm.
And you don't own me. You know, nobody owns me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I could probably never marry a rich woman.
Right.
Because I couldn't be an owned man. No, that couldn't happen.
Right. So it's interesting. It's scary. It's I have not experienced something like this in this direction in the years that I've been working with artists. Maybe it's because I've never run across an artist who really had money to pay me. Now
yeah,
I'd
we're all on the broke side, yeah.
The broke ones are much better to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, they are.
But, yeah, I learned some very, very hard lessons. You know, and the bad thing is that as much as I would love to say, you know, you can't hold a certain genre responsible.
No.
Man.
No.
This particular guy makes the hip hop genre just look real sour to me.
Well,
real
you know, there's people like that in every genre. You know, you just have to be in it long enough to actually cross paths with them.
Yeah.
I've run into a few people in the jazz and so-called smooth jazz community that were kind of the same way. They were more upfront. You kind of knew it as soon as they opened their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But they're everywhere. It's not just hip-hop.
Oh, I know
it's
that. I mean, my head tells me I know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I was talking to, you know, an artist friend, it's like every single negative incident that I've experienced with a genre of music, it's been hip-hop. You know,
no.
And you know me, like Black Stax is, you know, hip-hop soul. They're my heart. They're my family.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
So
I know that there are good hip-hop artists. You know, I know.
Tons of them.
There are.
Tons of them.
You know, it's just like, ugh. You know, just like, ugh. I mean, every little incident that I've dealt with that's negative is makes me just, like, leery. Like, okay.
Yeah, and then again, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've dealt with more hip-hop people than just about anybody else, correct?
As far as what?
As far as just, you know, dealing with them.
I mean, I have a lot of hip-hop artists that come at me.
Yeah.
So
chances are you'd probably run into more just from the sheer numbers.
And that
you know?
Could be because, yeah,
yeah,
I will admit that the hip-hop community is who hits me up the most. I've been
mm-hmm.
told it's because of my name.
Probably, yeah, that may have a lot
that
to do with
is
it.
That is one
yeah.
of the reasons why they hit me up the most. It's just like the other day a hip-hop artist, you know, posted on my page that either had something to do with visual art or something to do with literature, one of those posts. And
mm-hmm.
he put, like, yo, fam, you know, you need to get with me about this event, you know, and then, you know, and your boy, Burner or whatever. And I was like, okay, you hit me at the wrong time coming at me that direction. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I went back and I said, first of all, my name is not Fam. I don't have a boy named Burner, and, you know, that's not the way to come and address me. You know, it's like, you know, you want me to pay attention to something that you're doing, then come to me respectfully. I don't talk like that. You have never seen me talk like that. and you never will see me talk that way. So don't address me that way. So I got this private message, and they're like, oh, my God, Lady Flava, I love you so much. I'm so happy you just told him about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like, you know, and unfortunately, maybe if I had not gone through this experience with this other person, maybe I wouldn't have reacted the way that I did to this young man.
Yeah,
you know, or whatever.
You know, that's one of the things a lot of the young people that are trying to break into this business have to learn how to understand is that it is a business. And, you know, you've got to come to people in a business-like manner. And it's like, you know, like stepping in for a job interview. You can't
mm-hmm.
walk in there and, you know, you got to be able to speak respectfully and courteously to people. Because it is a business. I mean, you're trying to make money with your art. And some of the older people in this business still have that lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely close doors for you if you don't.
Yeah.
So
if you are a part of the hip-hop community, please just excuse my mood. You know, unfortunately, there are those few that make it challenging for, you know, old Lady Flava to deal with this genre. I know there's some absolutely amazing talents out there. You know, I'm connected to some absolutely amazing hip-hop talents that I'm very proud to help represent. It's just, right now, yeah, it's just kind of like sour milk to me. But I will get over this, and, you know, as they say, this too shall pass. It's just right now I'm in the moment, so just, you know, just ignore me or whatever. So, Mr. Steven, I think I'll jump into some more tracks to play. I do want to play Leah Henderson's piece that you produced and a few other pieces. So do you want to stay on the line with me? Or?
I sure can.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play Leah Henderson, who is also produced by SJF Music, and play her piece, Step Into This Love.
To this love you never felt before. Step into this love that will hold you forevermore. It's not a love from outer space. It's a love seasoned with grace. Even the stars knows this love because they were created by hands above. It's a love that never fades. It's a love that never goes away. So tell me, are you interested in this love that I'm bringing to you? Let me know so I can get it to you, so you can take your time. Now sit back while you unwind. Oh, the melody, the way it makes me feel, is so real. It speaks to me. How can one be so mean and so cruel when this love has days in and days work? Same tune, same dance every night. When it looks through your window, step into its love. Step into its love.
That beautiful piece was Step Into This Love by Pacific Northwest spoken word artist Leah Henderson, who's working with and produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is on the phone with me right now. And that particular piece was actually done over one of Stephen's jazz pieces, which is called Suite 1016. So Stephen, how did you and Leah come up with the idea of using that particular track for that piece?
She picked it.
Okay.
She went through and listened to a lot of the pieces that I had out online and all, and she really liked that piece. And Leah is a very talented and easy person to work with. When she put those words with that piece, it was like it gave the piece a whole new life to it and a whole new meaning to it. And I am very, very proud of her and proud of that piece. That's, I consider that one of the best pieces that I've ever done.
Okay.
And very thankful to be honest, I think I met her on YouTube, I think. And we just started talking, and you know, she asked me if it was okay if she put some words to some of my music, and I said, "Well, yeah, just go ahead and, you know, let me hear it and see what's up." And came out with that, and it was like, "Wow, you know, so we got to get this out."
Yeah, definitely, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it just amazes me how, you know, you're working with all of these talents from, you know, across the United States and being able, you know, to make magic with them, you know, when you're, you know, in Kansas, you know. It's not like you're working with any artists in Kansas, you know.
Not a one. Not a one.
And it's just, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, to
Well, the technology has gotten so much better now where, you know, you got cloud servers and file sharing websites where you can set up folders and stuff, and people can put stuff in them, and you know, you can take stuff out of them, and it's gotten so much easier to do that now.
Sure.
Collaborating with people across the world now is a whole lot easier than what it used to be.
Right.
And it's a little difficult at first getting the logistics part down to it. You know, getting everybody used to, you know, use a files on a website instead of on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get it down, it's like they've been doing it their whole life.
Right.
Leah's been dropping stuff in my folders like two or three times a day almost. You know, she's And that's one more thing I wanted to kind of bring up to everybody, was that these artists I'm working with are not just going to be collaborating on CDs for me. I'm also going to be producing their own individual CD projects. So, you know, I know I mentioned it a whole bunch of times. I'm a real big fan of Quincy Jones. And that's one of the things that he does. You know, I'm not trying to put myself in the class of Quincy Jones, but that idea that he has of taking a core group of artists and musicians and singers, and he'll have them all work on a project under his name, and then he'll turn right around, and when they do their own individual projects, he'll produce their project for them.
Right.
And it's a win-win situation, you know. It's fun to watch and fun to be a part of. And to be honest with you, I am so excited about this. I don't know what to do.
Okay,
but I'm trying to be Mr. Smooth and Mr. Cool and everything about it and all that. But inside, I'm jumping around like a little 8-year-old boy on Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
I'm gonna try to.
I know that you're excited, and I'm excited for you. I just, you know, sometimes I think about it, I'm like, okay, Stephen, don't get yourself, you know, overwhelmed, you know, or whatever. It's like, okay,
you added another
artist on your list, you know. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm very careful about not taking on more than I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not fair to the artists.
Yeah.
You know, I need to be able to give these people as much of my attention as possible, and I can't do that if I got 50 or 60 people I'm working with.
Right.
So, some of the people I'm working with right now are they may be one time things, you know, that type stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The core group of people, I'll be, you know, hopefully doing that stuff for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, it's they understand that in order to put out something right, it takes time.
Sure. Except you're working pretty fast, Stephen.
Well, you know, sometimes it could be easy if... when you have artists that are good, they give you something and you don't have to do much to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, hit a little knob here and a button there, and it's done, you know.
Right.
And I'm working with different levels of people. Some are, some do take a whole lot more attention than others because they're not really versed in music and the production of music, and they're learning as they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a couple of people that are project people,
mm-hmm.
but they still have they all still have that one thing in common. They have that passion, and they have that determination,
right.
and they want to learn.
Right.
So it's real easy to deal with somebody that wants to learn. You know, so I'm not gonna bite off more than I can chew. Trust me.
okay.
Right
hey,
now,
I,
cause,
no, I got my eye on you. I'm watching.
I hear you. I know. Mama's watching. I understand. That's just like me tonight, man. I'm sitting here at work. I'm on pins and needles tonight. Because my little baby girl, this is her first year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight is the homecoming dance. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, she had her little date and everything and all that. And I'm just sitting here looking at my watch saying, okay, yeah, I know that it's going to be over with at 11 o'clock my time. So I better be, you know, getting a phone call no later than 11:15 saying, Dad, I'm home. And it's like, oh, okay, you know. So,
that's funny. That now that made me smile. That's funny.
Yeah, it's just it's rough raising girls.
They grow up very fast, you know.
Man, it's rough raising girls. Lord have mercy.
Right.
You know how y'all are.
I know it. I know.
Goodness
I understand.
Gracious.
I do understand because you know I have my biological children are girls. I have an adopted daughter and I have two adopted sons. But yeah, you know, but it's kind of cool when they grow up to be adults in a sense. I had the most amazing conversation with my youngest, Brittany, last night for like it seemed like hours. It was just an amazing experience to talk to her in that way, you know. So
yeah,
they grow up really fast. Sometimes I look at them and I'm like, Mariko is 31 now, you know. Tamiko's 32, Dwight's 33, Michael's 24. So it's like, you know, it's like when, you know, when did they grow up? You know.
I know what happened. You know, I was just dropping you off at kindergarten 3 weeks ago. Now you're going to the prom and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's all good.
Sometimes, you know, when I encounter artists, you know, that are really exciting to me and are new artists, for instance, like Kalon Keith that I played earlier from Jacksonville.
Man, that guy got some talent. Lord,
He does, you know, and he was like so excited the first time that I played, you know, his piece, Journey of Love, you know, and you know, that kind of made me feel like a proud mama, you know, and, you know, to be able to debut people's music. You know me, I get emotional. I get to debut somebody's music on my show, I'll start crying, you know, so... you know, sometimes it feels like, you know, I'm a mama to the artist or whatever, you know, when I get to share, you know, first of their flavor with the listening audience of Flava News. So I guess my buddy, my boss over there at KLSL Liquid Soul is getting excited about me coming over there because I noticed he posted on my page that soon I'll be heard over on their station. So maybe people are sending out their good vibes to me right now because they know I need it or whatever. So, no, I do. Sometimes I feel like a mama to this, so I guess I kind of just needed to be reminded of that, you know, I'm very blessed to have connected even with some very, very new talents. So, yeah. But you know what? I want to play another track, and it wouldn't be right for me to not play a track by my girl. She holds me down. I don't have female friends, you know, and Monica Monet, she's my girl. We talk almost every day, and so I got to play a piece by her, and I'm going to play her piece, Memories.
Thank you.
That's my girl Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, with one of her pieces called Memories. So I'm thinking we are going to be able to get Monica to do something with DeLon, Stephen.
You know what? That would be a real good idea. I would actually love for that to happen.
Yeah, I've talked to her about it. She's willing.
Yeah. You know, we'll probably work something out somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be very, very cool.
Oh, yeah. Because that girl can sing.
Yes, she can. Yes,
not sing.
She's performing
sing.
A lot around Jacksonville lately.
Yeah.
She did a benefit for breast cancer
mm-hmm.
a couple nights ago. But I guess she just, you know, it was just, I guess, a really, really beautiful experience. And, you know, she's been getting a lot of great feedback. She's got a couple more events coming up here soon. She'll be performing for, you know, the mayor and this and that in Jacksonville and stuff. So, yeah, she's getting out there. She's working hard. That girl's got a pure, just true, true hustle about her. I have to
respect
that.
She does. She's out there doing it. She is doing her thing, definitely. She's always playing somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, she is a consummate professional. I mean, I can't say enough about her. She is just—it's amazing that she hasn't, you know, showed up on the BET Awards or something like that already. Because,
you know, it's funny because she and I were talking about that today, and it's a statement that she hears a lot.
Yeah, I can understand why.
But it's like, you know, that's when you have to be able to position yourself in front of the right people.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, and when you're a struggling artist, you know, and don't have the finances to put yourself in a certain position, you know, all of her, you know, extra money goes into her music, getting into the studio, you know, recording, doing her videos. And, you know, I mean, she, you know, Monica goes all out, you know, when she does certain things. And she believes in paying those people for providing services, you know. And so, you know, but she's just not had, you know, the opportunities to really position herself, you know, in front of, you know, people that can or will, you know, help her take it to the next level. So, like this event where she'll be performing, where the mayor's going to be at, she's actually going to be performing with an orchestra. I'm like, I wish I could be there, you know. There are some people that are paying attention to her out of Washington, D.C., you know, so we may be able to get her up there very soon to do a show in Washington, D.C., and I'm hoping to be able to get her on the bill for the New England Soul Festival, you know. So,
It's not in my mind that the right people are going to hear her sooner or later, from the fact of just the way she's getting herself out there. And
definitely.
You know,
I'm very proud of, you know.
She's doing it right. You know, she's getting herself out there, and she's, you know, you never hear anything bad about her. You know, you don't hear about, you know, the people traveling with her or anything like that, tearing up hotel rooms or anything like that.
Right.
You never hear any of that kind of stuff about her.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as she keeps doing what she's doing, she's going to get noticed.
She is.
Sooner or later.
I think that she's, you know, on the brink of being able to get the recognition that she has worked very hard for and, you know, is deserving of, you know. So, yeah. And I am very proud, you know, to have her a part of my life and to, you know, be able to call her my friend, my sister. And, you know, again, she's one of those people that just holds me down, you know, when, you know, she's sincerely a friend, you know. And I love her dearly. So big shout out to my girl Monica Monet.
Monica, keep doing your thing, girl.
So let me play just one more track before I close out the show. It's a very, very short track. And this is somebody I love dearly, too. He's somebody I call my baby boy. For some reason, and I'm going to have to figure out this, I have all his music, but realized when I uploaded it, it said it's protected by copyright. I'm like, That's why his music's not showing up on my music board. So I need to figure out what that's all about so I can play more of his music. But there's just something raw and real about him. He, you know, if you could just see him in person, if you could just experience him, he's a storyteller in his music. He's very much like Monica, where he pours his heart and his life into his music. The songs you hear from Monica, those are her life stories. And the same thing is with my baby boy, Delton Sun. So I'm going to play his very short piece, which is called Beautiful. CD. I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show live, to those that may come back and check out the archives. I don't think I'll necessarily pitch this particular show because it was more personal and it was more done for me, I would say. But I'm grateful to those that did come and listen to it live, and even those that may come back and check out the archives. Please know that my heart, mind, and soul is into supporting underground independent artists, and that is why I do what I do. I'm a sensitive, emotional person, so I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And when I hurt, I let you know that I hurt. I don't hide it very well. But I'm glad that I came and did my coffee house show today. Stephen, I'm so grateful that you called in and shared this time with me, my friend. I love you very, very much. And I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing with artists, too.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time spent with you. And every time you're on, I'm going to try to be there.
I know. It always makes me happy when I see your number light up. So there's nothing better to have that love and support from artists and your friends. So, again, Stephen, I thank you so much for that. So take care. God bless everyone. And, you know, just help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio for underground independent artists. Good night.